Welcome to episode 254 of the 2-Minute Takeaway Podcast. Hi, I'm Ken Okel. While most agree that trust and employee engagement go together, figuring out how to boost them can be a mystery. This comes at a time when trust in the workplace is at an alarming level. According to a study from EY, formerly known as Ernst & Young, 46% of the 9,800 global respondents have a great deal of trust in their current employers. When it comes to trusting your boss or colleagues, the number in that response is 49%, so just a little better. But still, we're talking 50%. It's one thing to do a trust exercise at a company retreat and another on Monday morning back at the office. Later, you'll learn some ways to start a discussion of trust and employee engagement. But first, let me tell you a short story about trust from my days in professional ballet. You may have seen a particular dance that sees a ballerina run across the stage, jump high into the air, be caught by her partner, then brought safely to the ground. When it's executed correctly, it's a take-your-breath-away moment of beauty. I learned this entire move is based on the trust between the two dancers. The ballerina has to have 100% of her focus on jumping as high as possible, as gracefully as possible. The one thing she can't think about is whether her partner will catch her or if she'll fall and get hurt. Downing her partner will affect her performance. It's much the same situation for that partner. He has to put all of his focus on the catch. There's no time to doubt the ballerina's ability to dance. All of his attention has to be on the catch, as little factors could require a split-second decision. This could include adjusting to a slight change in the jump, or if it's a hot day and costumes have become slick with perspiration, harder to grab onto. Two people, united in trust, knowing the other person will get the job done. Can this level of trust and employee engagement be a goal in your organization? Let's take trust out of the world of dance and put it in your office. Think about your answers to these questions. When asked to supply information or perform a task, can the other person assume you'll do it? Will work not get done unless there are multiple reminders? If someone can't perform a task for you, will you find out as soon as possible? While performing a task, like copying documents, an employee may notice a problem, like a typo. Will the employee mention the typo or merely copy the documents, knowing the error exists? If there is a planned or unexpected absence, will an employee's vital work continue to be performed, and has an easy path to performance been shared with coworkers? In most cases, when people say the answer to one of these questions is no, then a lot of time is being spent to fix the problem. That adds up as a long-term drain on productivity. Honestly consider your answers and use them as a roadmap to improve trust in your workplace. Changing work culture doesn't happen overnight, but assessing your environment is a good start. Would you like to bring me to your next meeting as a keynote or breakout presentation? Find out more about me and my presentations at my website, kenokel.com. While there, you can also watch some clips of me in action and find out more about my book, Stuck on Yellow. It gives you 26 productivity principles you can use right away. And don't forget about my YouTube channel. That's also under my name, Ken Okel. Our weekly productivity series is very popular. I'm Ken Okel. Take care.